T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wait, this is a really important story.
Yeah.
So then, because this is going to answer your question, did I get anything weird at the grocery store? And yes, it was pecans.
Yeah.
There's only 4 bags of the half pecans.
Should have bought them all.
Well, so I did buy them all. I don't need them all. So if anybody needs some, I bought them all because I was like,
well, panicked. You can sell them at a premium online, Jan, because
literally, I'm telling
come Wednesday, someone's going to need some pecans. They're going to be out. You go on Craigslist and tell them you got several bags of pecans.
I'm literally telling you this story and my hands are sweaty because I'm so nervous about this story, because how could I
It's all about the filling. So understand the pecan pie, it's the pie crust, and then it's filled with like a glazy, well, I don't know what's in there.
It just doesn't sound good.
It's so good, you have
no
idea.
What if for the rest of his life he wants pecan pie?
Give the man what he wants. Good grief. He's done his part. You do yours.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Did you need pecans?
No, I don't need pecans. So my mom is a pastry chef, and I can't bake for anything. So there's a place on Hurdle called Pastry by Camille.
Right.
I had a friend giving me, I got a pecan pie, and it was amazing.
That is that French chef who's from Bretagne in France, which is a lovely area of the country. He's the dude that's all about the macaron, but he actually makes a great, great pie. So check him out. He's up on a cool part of Hurdle.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So people liked the pecan pie?
Yeah, my husband loves it, too. I don't like it, though.
Yeah, what is with those guys? They like these pies that are weird. Well, did you serve it with anything, or anything like that that I need to know?
You could do vanilla ice cream, but...
Okay. All right, so now I know where to get a pecan pie.
You don't
pie.
Need ice cream with the pecan pie
you
if
don't?
It's good pecan pie.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, this is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Do you have any information on pecans?
Yes. It's one of my favorite pies to make at Thanksgiving. It's basically corn syrup, eggs, and vanilla and sugar.
Yep.
It's very easy to make, but it just takes a long time to bake.
Okay.
And you serve it with whipped cream over ice cream, like a fresh whipped cream, like a dollop on the top.
Gotcha.
It's really good. And if you like chocolate, you can add unsweetened chocolate into the mix, and it's a chocolate pecan.
Okay, now, how do you screw this pie up? Because I need to know.
Janet, honestly, the consistency of the filling is what's going to mess
it up.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm very, very, very sure. It's actually adding the 4 ingredients in, using just a little whisk, not even a hand beater or anything, and then you just add your pecans in and pour it into your pie shell.
Okay, you know I can't make these stories up. So I was making chocolate chip cookies this weekend. I'm working with a full dozen eggs, right?
No.
So I'm then talking to Kristen on the phone, who's studying for a test, and she's like, Mom, what's wrong? I'm like, I'm so frustrated. My cookies came out flat. So she sends me this, it's like a diagram of if your cookies look like this, this is what you did wrong. And the way mine look, it looks like there's too many eggs. And I look in and I was double batching, but instead of 4, I put 6 in. And sure enough.
Yep, it makes them flat.
It makes them flat.
Wait, were you doing distracted baking?
Man, you can't bake and watch the bills.
Yeah.
I was watching. How did you know that, Weez?
Yeah.
So you can't. Are you sure you can't screw it up?
No, just make sure you put like foil or something around the crust, because it is a pie that needs to bake for 50 to 60 minutes.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
Here's where the pie can go bad, Jan. This is what I want you to pay special attention to. Sometimes the consistency of the filling, like the corn syrupy stuff that fills this whole thing up, if it's too runny, the pie's bad. You got to make sure it's not runny.
Well, how do I make it not runny?
I have no idea.
You don't. It's fine. Corn syrup, your eggs, beat them, and then put them in, and then the vanilla and your sugar. Just make sure everything's mixed well with just like a whisk, and then pour it in. You're good to go.
Okay. And then can I do it in a glass pie plate?
Usually I use glass for all of them.
I went to the grocery store.
It's better because you can see the bottom of your crust then. You can see how your crust is looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, good to know. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Thanks, I need it.
Get the corn syrup, Jan. Don't cheap out. The super high fructose. You'll be good.
Is that what you get?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never... That'll be interesting.
There's nothing healthy about this pie.
Yeah, nothing organic.
Well, Thanksgiving. I mean, it's, you know...
Feast.
I can, but like, I can eat those kind of pies and just have a taste. Like, it doesn't freak me out. Like, I don't go crazy over that kind of stuff. But I don't even think I like that pie.
I think you're going to learn a lot about this fiancé of yours with how he consumes your pecan pie. Like, does he devour the whole thing? Does he do like you just have a...
I'm going to... You guys, I'll videotape
it. Just have a little taste of it.
I'll share it with everybody.
I'm more nervous. You got the hmm.
I got the what?
You got the hmm.
I know from the mom, right?
Oof.
How did I not know that?
Hmm.
There should be like a game of questions before you marry somebody.
A marriage questionnaire.
Is there, right? There should be, though. Like, how, it, maybe you don't know. Like, I didn't know that about him.
All right. And if he's got any questions about you, he can reach us.
Sure, no, yeah, I'll freely share. I am free. I'll get tell him everything. Good, the bad, the
like,
wonderful.
Just be like, it's all, you know what, just
I'll
keep
send
it
him
simple.
A dossier.
You guys, just keep it simple. Be like, it's all true. All of it. Every single bit of it is all
that's
true.
Funny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.